Today we are looking inside another Wi-Fi controlled transmitter compatible with the Tuya application. Confusingly similar to the well-known Sonoff, available for purchase for about PLN $20. We will check on what system it is implemented and whether it can be uploaded with its own batch. Finally, I will also draw its full, hopefully, diagram. The topic will be interesting because the heart of this product will turn out to be the Realtek system, which most people associate with the subject of computing rather than IoT. Purchase of a smart 10A on-off relay. I found the product under the slogan, New Tuya Smart Switch, 10A 2200W, Wi-Fi Basic DIY Switch, Module App, Control Support, Offline Operation, Compatible Alexa Smart Life, although it is also known as NF101A. Here is one of the offers to sell it. It is worth paying attention to the large selection of the country from which the shipment will be sent. Poland is also on the list. It is probably the result of the recent changes in the customs duty for shipments from abroad. The product price is PLN $23 with free shipping, which is one of the cheapest Wi-Fi controlled transmitters I know. The characteristic yellow-orange box attracts attention. After receiving the parcel, instruction, first connection, I also noticed that I think I got a newer version. Different shade of the box, and the inscription Tuya Smart Switch instead of Wi-Fi Smart Switch. Related topics: I have already written a few topics about Wi-Fi products based on ESP or similar systems. I mainly show interiors there. I also describe the process of programming such a switch there and using it with the manufacturer's application, Blitzwolf, SmartLife, Tuya, eWeLink, or Tasmota. I recommend that you familiarize yourself with these topics. I will not repeat all the information several times, and as a rule, they apply to all products of this type. List below. BWLT30, i.e., a Wi-Fi adapter for a light bulb, test, teardown, and uploading ESP firmware. Wi-Fi controlled electrical socket. BWSHP8, startup and tests. Test and interior BWSS3, a Wi-Fi light switch from Blitzwolf. PS16M, socket plug with Wi-Fi and eWeLink. CoolKit application, test and teardown. SmartLife switch, test, interior and Wi-Fi light switch programming. Similar switch, but without RF, and description of programming it in Arduino via cables. SC301 SmartLife switch and uploading ESP firmware via Wi-Fi. Tuya Convert, OTA. This time, programming via Wi-Fi. No need to open the housing. No soldering of cables. Wi-Fi Q-Touch switch can only be plugged into the L cable. Test, interior. Diagram, an interesting switch, which is implemented on the thyristor, not on the relay, but also has ESP8285 inside. Wi-Fi SmartLife single color LED strip dimmer. Test, interior, diagram. Interesting LED strip driver on MOSFET and WB3S transistor. Smart switch Tuya, WLSW0116, 16A Wi-Fi. Test, interior. Wi-Fi door, window opening sensor. Test, interior. Integration with other devices, search in topic. Sensor based on the XR809, XR2 module. Proprietary open firmware for XR809, compatible with Tasmota HTTP Home Assistant. A detailed description of how to create your own batch for the door sensor on the XR809. Additionally, the topic about Tasmota and the DIY version of the Wi-Fi transmitter, ESP8266 and Tasmota. Step-by-step control of the Wi-Fi relay. Additionally, I recommend the topic about Home Assistant, which can control a collection of such devices. Home Assistant tutorial, configuration, Wi-Fi, MQTT, Zigbee, Tasmota. Pairing with the Tuya application. I've covered pairing in detail in previous topics in this series. Here, too, it went flawlessly. It was enough to put the device into the reset state, press the button for more than 5 seconds, and then via the Tuya application, after creating the account and confirming the email. Select its type. Enter information about our Wi-Fi network and confirm the pairing. Everything in the application is standard. You can do scenarios, automations, etc. Interior. You can get inside by simply levering the key.